But all right, my name is Francesca. You're listening to KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM. I'm really excited and honored to be joined here on the phone. We have Lisa Sanchez, who is a local, a San Francisco Bay Area guitarist and vocalist who I just love. So let me make sure I can get her here. Hi, Lisa, are you there?
Oh, yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Francesca.
Oh, we've been very excited. So you're a local, you're a guitarist and vocalist here in the Bay Area. How long have you been out here for?
Oh, my goodness, I've lived in the San Francisco Bay Area for, I hate to even say, 40 years.
Awesome.
transplant from Los Angeles.
Okay, not too far.
Yeah.
I love it. And when did your musical bug start? What was the first inkling that you had the musical talent?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I started playing guitar, I think, probably when I was 5 or 6 years old. And it was during the folk boom. So I learned to play folk guitar and sing all those old folky songs. And it sort of went from there. And as I grew up and became a teenager and a young adult, I kind of shifted over to jazz, and I decided that I would study music and, you know, go to college and, you know, do that whole thing and learn about my craft. So that's how that all started. So it's been going on for a long time for me.
What was it about jazz?
Well, the music was complex and interesting, and I really, especially during the 70s when I started listening to jazz outright, it was a fascinating time. There was a lot of fusion between rock and jazz, and even folk and jazz sort of fused together in interesting ways. There was also the beginning of world music and the fusion with jazz, and so it was just a fascinating medium for me to get involved with.
Yeah, oh, I completely understand.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your favorites?
Oh, my goodness. that's a huge subject. Well, for guitar players, I'm just influenced by a lot of the biggies. Pat Metheny, Joe Pass, Grant Green, Ralph Towner, who's a wonderful 12-string guitarist, and I do some 12-string work on the new CD as well. And a lot of the Brazilian players, too. And for vocalists, wow, that's an eclectic mix. Although, you know, some of the mainstream people like Carmen McRae, Ella Fitzgerald, Mark Murphy was a big influence on me. In fact, I did study with him at one point. And he was a wonderful guy and a very interesting singer. So those are some influences.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I understand. I hear them all in your music.
Thank you.
And so what is your process like? Because you really have an original sound.
Oh.
Does it look like when you sit down with a piece of music, or does it come into your head first? What does your process look like?
Well, these songs on this CD are all, you could call them cover tunes, you know, in that that's what the jazz process often is. You take a tune that exists that you already like and that you learn to play it, and then you kind of think about different ways of arranging that particular piece. And Waters of March, for instance, which I guess we're going to hear, I've been doing for an awful long time. It's a A.C. Jobim piece. And it sort of evolved over many years of performing it in various venues with various people and listening to all the different versions that there are out there and then kind of putting my own spin on it. And so I think it's, you know, it has some unique characteristics because it's just been through my how shall I say it, my own musical process.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I mean, it's yours, you know. It's,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think on that note, we should hear it. It's okay. Great.
Yeah, great.
So I'm going to put you on hold. And well, who else is on this track with you? And what else should we know before we hear it?
Yeah, this is from our new CD called Lisa Sanchez John Erickson Quartet. And I play all the guitars, the electric, acoustic, and 12-string guitars, and I am also doing vocals. John Erickson is a vibraphonist and a wonderful jazz harmonica player. He also sings. There's one track that he sings on this record, which I don't think you have, but but he's very good at that too. And Rich Gerard plays acoustic and electric bass on the CD, and Jack Dorsey plays drums.
I love it. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to hear some music, and then we'll just come right back to talking.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, here they are, Lisa Sanchez, John Erickson Quartet. This is off their latest album called Waters of March. Waters of March is the name of the track. The album is Lisa Sanchez, John Erickson Quartet. But here they are, Waters of March, right here on KPOO.
Stone, it's the end of the road, it's the rest of a stump, it's a little alone, it's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun, it is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun, the oak when it blooms, a fox in the brush, the nod of the wood, the song of a thrush, the wood of the wind, a cliff, a fall, a scratch, a lump, it is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of the slope, it's a beam, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March, it's the end of all strain, it's the joy in your heart. The foot, the ground, the flesh and the bone, the of the road, a slingshot stone, a fish, a flash, a silvery glow, a bite, a pet, the range of a bow, the bed of a well, the end of a line, the dismay in the face, it's a loss, it's a find, a spear, a spike, a point, a nail, a drip, a drop, the end of a tail, the truckload of bricks in the soft morning light, it's the shot of a gun in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump. It's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's a cold, it's the mumps. The plan of the house, the body in bed, and the car that got stuck. It's the mud, a float, a drift, a flight, a wing, a hawk, a quail, the promise of spring. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. Sudden stroke of night, a pin, a needle, a sting, a pain, a snail, a riddle, a wasp, a stain, a pass on the mountains, a horse and a mule, in the distance the shelves row three shadows of blue, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March, it's the end of all strain, it's the joy in your heart, a stick, a stone, the end of a load. Of a stump, a lonesome road, a sliver of glass, a life, the sun, a night, a death, the end of the run, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of all strain, it's the joy in your heart.
All All right, Waters of March, Lisa Sanchez, John Erickson Quartet. We are joined here live on the phone with Lisa Sanchez. Oh, you have such a stunning voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, what a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a song with a lot of words.
And there's a lot of passion. And what was the process like of working with John Erickson Quartet? It sounds like you had really great chemistry.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have all known each other for many years. We're all professional musicians in the Bay Area, and we've all worked together both as a group and in other people's groups. And, you know, it's the great freelance pool of musicians that we belong to. So we are all very familiar with one another. For instance, John and I might work as a duo. Another night, I might be on a job with Rich Gerard on bass with yet another person playing keyboards, let's say. So the four of us, and Jack Dorsey, of course, I've worked with for many years in various situations. We all know each other from various situations in addition to having played together. So it's just like being with old friends.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it.
Thank you.
And what was the point where you said we just have to all make an album together?
Well, it was interesting. It sort of morphed from what was originally going to be a demo to get some work in a Brazilian restaurant many years ago. And what we did is we recorded four tunes, and they were so nice, we just decided to do some more.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And plug everything. How do people find the album?
Well, you can buy the physical CD on CD Baby, and you can also download it there. You can also download it on iTunes, and recently I just started it streaming on Spotify and Apple Music and most of the other streaming services.
Okay,
so
easy.
It's everywhere. You can also go to my website, which is lisasanchez.com, and there is a page for it called Recordings. So www.lisasanchez.com/recordings, and there you have all the information about the recording.
You know, and I hope everyone goes to your website because you have a beautiful image of the album cover.
Yes.
And I'm always in trouble talking about visual art on the radio, but it's a very interesting cover. Who is the artist and what is the symbolism or what does the album cover mean?
Well, the artist is Laura Atkinson, and she's just a wonderful artist and someone who's very important to me in my life. And looking through her work, we decided on this. It just has a sense of balance to it, I really liked it. It was a kind of a non-objective work, so it doesn't really depict anything specifically, but it just creates a sense of peace and balance.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's a really good choice. It's a really nice album cover.
Oh, great.
And I encourage everyone to look at it and get a copy of the album at your website, lisasanchez.com. I like it. It's easy.
Yes, it is. I was lucky to get that the domain name.
And the album was released fairly recently, right? I mean, just a 2016.
Yeah, it was at the end of 2016, I think it was November, December, I'm not sure exactly when, but yeah, we released it at the end of the year.
It's exciting. I feel like it's still sort of hot off the presses.
Well, it is, yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
We're just now starting to do, you know, our promotion. It's starting to play on radio stations such as yours and other places. And, and we're getting some good response.
Good, good. You know, I encourage everyone listening tonight to get a copy of the album because we have to support our local artists more than ever.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's such good music, too. So it's a win-win, a win-win for everybody.
I feel the same way.
So what does the future hold? I know you just released this album, but what's next?
Well, let's see. This group has played together. We've done a number of gigs together. We used to do a lot of stuff for the People in Plazas series in San Francisco. We haven't been doing that lately, but I'm hoping to get more live work with the quartet. Like I say, John and I often work as a duo, but it's nice to have the full complement. So I'm looking forward to, doing some more live work with this band.
Oh, and, I bet you're fun live. I bet it's really a treat to see you guys live.
Oh, well, I think so, yeah.
You know, please keep us posted because I'm always happy to support our local artists.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you have gigs coming up, you know, let me know and we'll get you some airtime.
Oh, wonderful. And, you know, you can also on my website, lisasanchez.com/calendar, there's a calendar page there which shows, you know, what jobs I'm doing and where and so on and so forth. So you could, if listeners are interested, they can keep an eye on that too. But
oh,
I'll let
cool.
you know.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, your website is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, everyone should go check it out, www.lisasanchez.com.
Correct.
Yeah, it's stunning. I really like your website a lot.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to talk with you. And we've queued up a track called Minor Swing. What should we know about this one?
Well, that's an old Django Reinhardt piece, and I arranged that for the quartet, and it's a fairly simple arrangement. It has a little bit of harmony between the guitar and the vibes, and there's some nice solos, and it's an instrumental piece. This record is sort of half vocal, half instrumental, so you know, it kind of the piece itself has sort of an Eastern European mysterious swing jazz sort of feel that I think sort of somehow goes with the heavy Brazilian influence of this record. So it's just interesting, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
Thank you so much. You know, I'll let you go while we listen to it, but it's such a pleasure to talk with you, and please call back anytime and keep in touch.
Oh, yes, thank you. I certainly will.
All right, thank you so much, Lisa. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, bye. That was Lisa Sanchez with her latest album. Definitely check it out, Lisa Sanchez with John Erickson Quartet. It's a great album. We have to support our local artists. But here she is, a song called Minor Swing off her latest album, Lisa Sanchez, John Erickson Quartet, right here on KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM. Thank you.
We'll be right back.